About more than a foot long.
Oh, yeah, foot and a half.
Foot and a half long?
Yeah.
What color are they?
Well, they're brown, grayish brown.
Mm-hmm.
And these fellas around here, about everybody, especially these young men, they've all got rifles. And that's one thing that they do is to shoot these groundhogs.
Do they eat them? Is that
no,
why they...
No, just kill them and let them play. I don't know. I don't like the idea that much.
Do the groundhog bother anything?
Oh, he'll eat your beans and... Maybe
they get up on their hind legs?
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind that...
Now, I'll tell you something that will bother your roasting ears and things, and that's the muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they just keep you guarding up, you know. As far as corn is concerned.
Now, what do they look like?
Well, they're kind of like a possum. Only they've got no hair. Their tail is bald. They ain't got no hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, now the
possum. Well, kind of like an old big rat, mm-hmm. you might say.
Now, a possum has a bushy tail?
That's right.
Now, does it?
No, wait a minute. The possum doesn't have.
No, the possum has. No. What do you call that one with the bushy tail? Do you have those around here? Or?
No.
Coons or raccoons?
Oh, sure, we have coons and skunks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the fox.
Did you ever eat a coon?
No.
Now, how do you hunt groundhog? Now, do you tree them? Now, they don't go up in trees, so you don't tree them.
Well, they do once in a while. Yeah. You want to go up a tree, but you dig them out of the ground. Mm-hmm. They go in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, a mole is something. Do you have moles around here?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's different than...
Yeah. They'll damage your garden stuff.
Do moles get as big as groundhogs?
Oh, no, a mole doesn't get much bigger than a big rat. Uh-huh. So.
Now, when you prepare groundhog, how is that cooked?
Well, I've heard fellas tell about how to fix them. They'd be good. Said boil them, parboil them, they're good and done, and then bake them right brown and pepper them, and boy, they just make your mouth water.
Does it taste like anything? I mean, any
well,
other
I guess it tastes good. I did taste one. I stopped to eat dinner with a cousin of mine. He lived down the lawn here, and they had groundhog, and he put a piece of it on my plate. And to this day, I can't remember whether I swallowed it or not. I put it in my mouth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What did it look like, and what kind of meat did it look
like? Well, it looks kind of like maybe chicken or anything else.
Uh-huh. She's a kind of, are there deer around here too, aren't there?
Oh, sure.
They hunt deer.
Well, there's more deer killed out of season than there are in season.
Mm-hmm.
The season's open.
Mm-hmm. Season's very short, I suppose.
Well, I think we've been having about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a month this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they ever call the skunk anything else but a skunk?
Polecat.
And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
And were there any other animals like a skunk or polecat that had a bad odor?
Well, there's a civet cat, and you know, an old fox. I trapped a fox steer 2-3 years ago, and that thing, I don't know, was mad or what. That thing stunk like everything. And you know that old horned owl, that there thing, it had terrible odor.
Is that right?
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but mm-hmm. they all do.
What does a civet cat look like?
They're smaller and look a lot like a skunk, only they're smaller, a smaller thing.
It has a white stripe down its back, too?
They have spots and stripes.
Oh, spots and stripes.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call these things that are smaller than the groundhog? Maybe they're only about that long and they run along the ground.
The ground squirrel. Yeah, we've got some of them right there. I see them about every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, a little bigger than that, the things with the bushy tails that are up in the trees.
Oh, the gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have that.
Are there any other kinds?